36 state governor's offices are up for election this midterm. Republicans currently occupy 20 and Democrats 16. Here to give us the lay of the land before returns come in is NPR's Laura Benchoff. Hey, Laura.
Hey there.
So out of these three dozen races for governor, which will be really close calls?
You know, a lot of the ones that we all paid attention to during the last midterms, those are not really close this time. I'm talking about Florida and Georgia. Instead, the really close races are in states that have or had a Democratic governor. Because Democrats are in the White House, the political environment conventionally is going to be more favorable to Republicans this cycle. So in places like Nevada, Michigan, New Mexico, Kansas, and Wisconsin, Democratic governors are really fighting for their survival.
So those are the tight races with an incumbent. But what about the open seats where no one really has a record to run on?
There are competitive open seats in Oregon and Pennsylvania, but the one that looks closest is in Arizona. There you have a former local Fox News anchor, Carrie Lake. She's backed by former President Donald Trump, and she's running for the Republicans. Now, Lake has repeatedly challenged the outcome of the 2020 election. Arizona is kind of ground zero for election denialism. And her opponent is the Democratic candidate Katie Hobbs, basically the polar opposite. She's Arizona's Secretary of State and a Democrat. So that means in her role as Secretary of State, she oversaw the election administration in 2020. And she's running as the person who handled all of that denialism and misinformation and got Arizona through it.
Governor's races can defy normal party politics because voters can split their ticket for a candidate they like. Are there states where someone totally unexpected could win?
There are some quirky races this cycle. Oklahoma is one. It's a majority Republican state with some of the strictest abortion restrictions in the country. But the GOP incumbent, Kevin Stitt, is in a pretty close race with Joy Hoffmeister. She's a state education official who switched parties to run against him. Oregon is another odd one. This is a heavily Democratic state that might get its first Republican governor in 40 years. That race is between Democrat Tina Kotek and Republican Christine Drazen. One factor is that there's a well-known independent candidate who's siphoning off some of the vote. And another factor is that the outgoing governor, Kate Brown, is unpopular, as is President Joe Biden, and they might just drag down Democratic turnout here. Here's University of Kansas political scientist Don Hyder-Markell.
With the unpopular incumbent and then, of course, Biden's ratings in Oregon, there's nothing else really motivating people.
So this is interesting. He says it might be different in a state that's less blue, where there's more at stake if a Democrat is elected to the governor's office. For example, places that abortion is on the ballot.
This is also a historic year in terms of who's likely to hold some of these states. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. Out of 50 current state governors, 47 are white, 41 are men. Those numbers look like they will change. Debbie Walsh is the director of the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University.
We have a record number of women who are running for governor in this cycle, 16 Democratic women and 9 Republican women.
Maryland is also favored to elect its first Black governor, Wes Moore. And there are 2 people who could be the country's first out lesbian governor. That's looking most likely in Massachusetts.
NPR's Laura Benchoff, keeping an eye on the governor's races happening throughout the country. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks, Alyssa.